Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're having a great time in Mercedes-Benz, and the party hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
We're down here getting ready for Atlanta United taking on the Red Bulls. We need a dub, Mike. We're going to hear from Carlos Bocanegra coming up in about 10 minutes, but we need a win tonight.
Yeah, man. We'll talk about it with Carlos. Only 10 games left. And, guys, we got to get cooking. We've missed so many opportunities. We all know about the injuries from Osvaldo to Brad to Miles. I mean, these are big pieces in the cog. I heard Jason Longshore telling the guys today the spine of your attack, and that's where we've been jammed up this year. But we got to make it work, man. We got the attack, just got to get the ball to those dudes and don't get killed on the set pieces. By the way, give a shout out to the concession folks working here at Mercedes-Benz. They let me jump the gun because technically you can't really start firing up till 6.
Yeah,
got my chicken sandwich, got my belly full of french fries, and then we can make our way to the bar, and which was also open, which is nice, which I like.
It is.
Appreciate that.
It's fun, man. Well, they knew who you were. They let you cut.
Again, Ice Cube scores again. The lady, I was over by the Game Changer booth, and I go, hey, we're on the radio. You mind if I get a kind of order? She goes, he was talking to Ice Cube. So, Ice Cube scores again. That's street cred.
Well, you
help
know
me
what?
Get my chicken up.
Cube has that thing, doesn't he?
Again, I told the story earlier to Carl. We're down in Tallahassee. This was before COVID a couple of years back. Plops was down there for a game. I think it was a Clemson game. Met Rage, some beautiful girls from FAMU. Now we're in College Town, the big bar area. And Johnny, being the great wingman, goes, Mike's kind of a big radio guy in Atlanta. Oh, thank you, Johnny. And I go, let me just show you a picture.
It's a great intro.
Show you a picture of me with Ice Cube. So hey, Johnny's better than having a dog at the beach. He really is.
That's a conversation starter, though, isn't it?
Well, he's done that for us. You know, Mike and Carl, they got their own beer. Yeah. No, and Johnny, you know, okay, thanks, Johnny. Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. It comes out of nowhere. He's got such a good heart.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Man, we're down here at Mercedes-Benz. We got to get into the Hawks schedule. We'll get to the top three. Carlos Bocanegra is on the way. But the schedule dropped today. And the thing about the Hawks schedule, guys, we do not get a Christmas Day game, okay? We obviously get an MLK Day game. But the season starts basically with us 3 straight home games, Mike. And remember that thing with DeJounte Murray?
Yes.
And
Panchero coming from Duke.
So Orlando comes to town, or I think they're our second game of the season. And I only bring that up to say, if you don't know the history here,
right?
These two got into a summer league game, and then it became a highlight because he got dunked on by DeJounte.
Yeah, Panchero and him, apparently they had words, and he literally did like some N1 sort of Harlem Globetrotter step on him with a plush. And then later got him on social media like, hey, man, you were a ball boy. You know what I mean? Whoa. So I love the fact that, you know, maybe we've talked so much about attitude and energy. And why was Solo Hill the only guy that had some edge on this team that wasn't here last year? So it'll be interesting. Can't wait. And the schedule, some big games, man. The guys that are really racking up the big games, though, obviously are the big show, Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Kind of what we were after we made the run of the playoffs 2 years ago.
It's true. They're a team on the come. They're young, you know, and that's the thing about this. I think the one thing our team learned, I'm talking about the guys that are here, every year is earned. You don't just get to roll back into the Eastern Conference Finals because you were there the year before.
Right.
So I'm hoping, Mike, we won't start out like we did last year where, you know, these games are boring. Come out of the gate and crush the thing.
Now, if everything we're hearing from DeJounte Murray, whether it's anecdotal, the things that's been reported, he's not going to allow that mindset to creep in. This guy really seems like, look, maybe he was just sitting there twisting in the wind in San Antonio, and now he knows where he'll be hopefully having a chance to be in a real championship run with this Hawks team.
So the Hawks play the Bucks October 6th and the 8th. They're going to face the Pelicans again. Zion, remember, he's been out.
Well, again, here's What's the over-under for Zion games this year, by the way?
That's a good question. They're going to face the
now
Cavs.
That he's carved out of wood.
Yeah. And he got his deal. Right. The Cavs and the Pelicans are going to be part of the exhibition season. But, you know, Zion's back. But we open the season October 19th, home opener against Houston, followed by October 21st against Orlando. We just talked about Banchero. And then on the 23rd against Charlotte. So three opportunities in that week to see the Hawks open up the season.
Hey, while we're talking about the association, should LeBron have taken one for the team? I mean, he's never going to get back to the finals taking 97.1 over 2 years.
I don't
when
know.
When you got other contract nonsense on that Lakers team.
I don't know, man. Listen, I would tell you LeBron is like, look, I carried the league for 20 years.
It's my turn.
It's my turn. And I'm going to make my $50 million, and I'm cool with it. I really am. I don't know if he wins another championship, but he gets a new deal. It's a short deal. All these deals, 2 years.
Right.
It's kind of what it is. But at the end of the day, LeBron gets a new deal. More on the Hawks coming up. I do want you to hear Mike Soroka, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live at Mercedes-Benz. We didn't ask Grant about this, but Soroka in his rehab start, his first start, was really good. Now, we spent a lot of time today on Michael Harris, and rightfully so, with the extension. You heard from AA Alex Anthopoulos. He's going to be on the Steakhouse tomorrow at 9:20 with Steak and Sandra. But Soroka, talking about his rehab start, listen to this.
I feel good. That's probably the biggest thing to come out of that game. And healthy, right? I think even going back to that game in spring training was kind of just the start of a road downhill, and that's where, you know, it's the first game in a long time that come out of it healthy.
Now, Mike, you want to know what drove him to get to this point? Listen to Mike Soroka talk about the Mamba mentality. Now, you know I'm a big Kobe guy, but he talked about coming off of this injury and working and the work he had to put in. I thought this was pretty cool. This is Mike Soroka last night.
My dad sent me a video of Kobe talking about him, about doubt and all that kind of stuff. And how there's no use worrying about all that. It's when it's competition time, you just got to let it go. And you can think about it after. You can think back and, yeah, in the car over. And, wow, I can't believe I was thinking about that. You know, that's how it went.
Said his dad was sending him videos. Of Kobe talking about when Kobe tore his Achilles and he came back, when people were like, oh, he's done, he's finished, and what that took. I thought that was really interesting. You get inspiration from different places, but Mike Soroka may be back to help this team.
Well, two things. You and I have always said, again, we're not believing in Mike Soroka, but just the idea you're coming off of two Achilles injuries, and could you really get back and help your team compete by the end of the regular season? It was always seemed a bit much. But, Carl, I don't care what level of competition. Again, had he gone into Rome and stunk it up? What if he couldn't hit the plate? You know, what if they teed off on him? I mean, he looked like a guy who's a big leaguer doing a rehab assignment against guys at a lower level. He was smoking these dudes. 8 strikeouts. So maybe now we can start to have this conversation and realistically think, imagine if Soroka could contribute to this team before the season's over. Just imagine that.
It's crazy.
Hey, remember we sat in with Bally Sports a couple years ago, sat in the booth with Chip and Jeff. He's such a likable, rootable guy. Who's not pulling for this dude? Great story.
It is. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's hear Matt Olson's bomb, Mike. That thing is still flying, isn't it?
Swing drive.
Get another tape measure. It went further than 443 feet.
I think so. Now, you said it was above the chop house.
We were there. Again, this little pergola roof thing. Again, it hit a piece of – it could have technically landed. So somebody could have been out there over there by, I don't know, the PBR bar. The ball could have been bouncing around a few more feet. But it was unbelievable. We sat up there for game one just to the right. So an amazing shot. Also, hats off to Gross, but he got the scoring started with a solo shot also to right.
He did, man. Olson was asked about Charlie Morton. We hope Odorizzi is as good as Morton was last night. Guys, all of a sudden, the Braves have cut this lead to what, Mike? 2.5?
2.5. Again, you win tonight against their ace. I mean, two aces back-to-back, but this would be huge.
It would be. Here is Matt Olson on Charlie Morton last night, who was terrific.
Vintage Charlie. Always in control, always low demeanor, and I'm glad I'm playing behind him now.
Yeah, I am too.
But he looks great, and the command. You know, you and I, we're not bagging on Strider. Strider, again, he's just starting his career. Charlie Morton to the end of his career. But he had command of 5 pitches last night. Think about that. And that's how he got through those different routes. When you're seeing those guys 3 times, that's how he's doing it. It's guile, it's skill, and the curveball was insane last night.
Coming up, Carlos Bocanegra. We spoke with him yesterday. He gives us a feel of what Atlanta United has to do tonight what's been our issue against the Red Bulls, and more. Stay right here.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
All right, let's welcome in Carlos Bocanegra, technical director for Atlanta United. Carlos, what's your take on this with the Red Bulls? Why do you think it is, just from a regular season standpoint, to Mike's point about the playoffs, that we haven't necessarily had the success that we've had against other clubs? What do you think it is?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Hey. No, they're always – they are a tough team to play against. They've got a unique style. They're probably the exact opposite of us in terms of style of play and philosophy. But they do a good job making life difficult for us. So last game, I thought we had a really good performance away in New York. And unfortunately, you know, we gave it away at the end of the game. But should have got something out of that game. So it's frustrating. But we've had a lot of good battles with them. And it's fun, a little bit of back and forth, a little bit of tactics, a little bit of cat and mouse. But look, it's always a tough one against those guys. They're coming in a little bit of tough form right now. You know, our guys have gained some confidence. We've been tough to beat over the past few weeks. So it's a big one for us tomorrow, and this will be a great time to kind of break that streak.
Hey, Carlos, what did you make of the goals we gave up? I thought, obviously, you know, Almada's goal was amazing. He's just so much fun to watch. But that was almost cringeworthy. It was like super slow motion, that second goal. Is that where you somebody's got to step up, or you just say it's just one of those flukes of soccer?
No, I think that second one, it spins off him. It seemed like he misjudged it a bit. It was kind of the off-speed pitch. And, you know, that one, not so much for me. It was more the first one. We had a giveaway. In our defensive third, you know, maybe we clear that one out. Maybe if it's a little bit of a better pass, we start a good counterattack, and then we made another mistake on the backside of it, stepping instead of just dropping into position to try to regain the ball quickly. So, you know, unfortunately, we put ourselves a bit behind the eight ball before half. And then, but, you know, we pushed through, and we've been difficult to beat. And I thought that was a really good performance. That first half attacking performance was one of the better ones I think we've had all year. We were fluid. We were moving the ball quickly. The spacing was great. The running was great. We hit the post two times. The goalkeeper had an amazing save on Luis towards the end of the half. So, you know, a bit frustrating that we didn't punch another one in there in the first half, but we've got to pick up points any way possible. So we would have loved to have all three up there, but taking one home, staying in the hunt, and now, you know, as always, these games are very important, each one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought just from a threatening, fun attacking style, it might have been the best we've had all season long. What about Andrew Gutman? I mean, he was playing the left-sided center back, and then you thought, okay, this is interesting, but then it pays off at the end. He's been electric here the last few matches.
Yeah, he played that role a little bit last year on loan with Red Bull, where he was in a three-man kind of the left-sided center back. So we knew coming into this year that if we needed to pivot sometimes, he could play in that role, and he can play as an outside back or a center back. But he's got tons of energy, tons of ability to run forward and join in the attack, and an aggressive defender. So it's just a little bit of another weapon that, you know, normally your left-sided center back is not getting into the attack that much, but he's got an engine on him so he can get up and down.
It is Carlos Bocanegra, technical director for Atlanta United, coming off that draw against Cincinnati, and it was at Red Bulls. Carlos, I'll be out there, by the way, Mercedes-Benz doing the show, so come on by and say hi before the match. So pressure, though, we are kind of running out of games now. You know, that's the thing. We I know you mentioned some matches that we should have, could have, would have, and there were some late goals, and, man, we also had some late goals for ourselves. I mean, what do you think, man? How do we get on a run? Because we're running out of time.
Yeah, no, it's look, we've got 10 games left. And there's 9 teams separated by 5 points. So it's crunch time and it's really tight. You know, no excuses that, you know, yes, we could have, would have, should have. I agree with you. We've got to get it done. So these next 10 games are really crucial. Each match, we're looking at it game by game. It's hard for us to look, you know, down the road in 5 games and where we are, points and stuff like that. It's so tight. So we've got to do our business. And I feel really good about the group. If we play like we did the last 10 games, the last 2 games we've played, we played very well, I thought. We'll clean up a few of those mistakes, but we're going to be in a good spot because I think the team has been playing very well these last few games.
Carlos Bocanegra, technical director for Atlanta United here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How does Gonzalo Pineda balance the workload of the players now? This is the second of three games in 8 days. Mm. How does he balance that?
So this is definitely a game-by-game basis. I think if we're earlier in the season and you know, we're in a different place in the table, or we have a few more points and it's earlier in the season, I think definitely we can look for maybe some rotations, maybe resting. But now we've got to take it game by game. And, you know, the Red Bull game is our last game, and then the Columbus game is our last game. So the approach is going to be, if the guys are fit and healthy, we've got to put the best team out there that we think can get the job done, plain and simple. We can't think too much about the rotation and the saving of legs. We can't be afforded that right now. Now, look, if a guy's carrying something or struggling a little bit, you know, that's not going to be beneficial to the player or the team. So we might have to make a few adjustments there, but definitely not looking at kind of big picture rotation for rest at the moment. It's more, let's get the job done, and then we'll pick up the pieces, and we got to worry about the next game after that.
We're big fans of Rocco Riodovos. Ever since he got a chance to play, I guess it was in the CONCACAF, kind of thrown in there even younger. How impressed are we? And is he the long-term guy if Brad can't come back?
Rocco's done great. So we've got him on loan. You know, those are always tricky at the end of the year with the options to buy, et cetera. So I don't know what's going to happen at that stage. But he had a fantastic game. Last game, definitely had a big save against Seattle. A couple big saves here to keep us in this game, which you need out of the goalie, and he stepped up and definitely helped keep us in the game and allowed us to pick up points. So really happy for him, and 20 years old, stepping up to the plate and doing a good job.
Carlos, I don't know if you have the answer, but we got to ask. Joseph is scoreless in his past 7 games. He seems hesitant to shoot, but I don't know. Maybe there's something going on. Maybe there isn't. How do you feel about his performance and where he's at and what's going on with Joseph?
Yeah, I think the attackers are definitely confidence-based. And, he's struggled to hit the back of the net recently, but he had an assist at the end of last game. And still contributing in different ways. And look, we've seen him score 25, 30 goals in a season, so he's just got to find that confidence, find that form, and I think once one goes in, more will follow. But definitely getting the confidence back and getting the rhythm back would be awesome for us down the stretch.
When you picked up Gutman, you realized he'd be this dynamic goal scorer?
I wish I could say yes.
That is Carlos Bocanegra, guys, technical director for Atlanta United. We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, getting a chance to meet a lot of cool folks. People walking by, they're letting folks in now, Mike, and we just, keep running into people who say, hey, we love 92.9 The Game, we love you guys.
Right.
We appreciate you guys. You know my saying, there would be no us without
you.
So thank you, guys. But Carlos there trying to lay out some of the things we're curious about. Mike, the Red Bulls come in here. They're not necessarily, they're not killing it right now.
Right.
This is an opportunity for us to maybe pick up some points that we desperately need tonight. My concern is the consistency that we haven't seen with Atlanta United.
Yeah.
One game, one match, the next match, not so much.
Well, we've talked about it, and, like, we're not making excuses. It's just the nature of the overwhelming injuries that Atlanta United has had to deal with. And it's frustrating because, yes, we all want our old Atlanta United back. You always joke around. You have your catchphrase, which is, I want it now.
I want it now.
And I want my old Atlanta United back. And it's just, it is tough because you just don't replace a guy, like Osvaldo Alonso, what he brought to the table.
You're right.
And he is, we said, he's probably the first guy we had on track to replace Darlington Nagby and what he meant to the team.
Yep.
And then he goes down with an injury. Miles Robinson goes down. He's one of the best defenders. And as we've said before, and Carlos has told us in previous interviews, when something breaks down, he's the guy that can use his natural speed to save the day. Don't have that right now. And set pieces, brother, we joked around with Carlos about it. Set pieces have been our kryptonite since day one. And it's just, for whatever reason, we don't do well against that. Let's hope we can find some fire. We know the Red Bulls are a terrible matchup for us. They squash all the things we want to do seemingly offensively. But they're playing terribly right now, as Jason Longshore pointed out earlier today.
All right, as far as the Braves are concerned, we're going to get the game winner coming up here in just a minute live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Acuna leading off, Dansby, Austin Riley, Matt Olson. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Eddie Rosario, the DH tonight, Mike. William Contreras behind the plate. Michael Harris, congratulations again. He's in center field. It'd be great to see him just go deep after getting this deal, getting his first at bat. But he's been great anyway, guys. Vaughn Grissom, second base. Robbie Grossman in left field tonight, okay? And Jake Odorizzi. We're going for three in a row against these Mets. I hope we can get it done. Mike, what do we got for tonight's game winner?
All right, man. Got a chance to see, as we mentioned, the unbelievable response. The fans went nuts for Michael Harris every night. So I think it'll be bananas tonight when he gets the announced rock, when he put the lineup out there. Got to see that too the other night. It's just so cool to see young guys doing their thing. You know, and you've got a couple of guys. Grissom is driving everybody bananas right now, too. He's had over 400. The rookie sensation. And you want to stick to baseball or you want to make it all sports?
All sports.
All sports.
All sports.
The rookie sensation, you can say, I saw him in year one.
Ooh.
And you know me, bro. I get weepy all the time when it comes to Dwight Gooden. I saw Dwight Gooden strike out 10 Chicago Cubs when they were the good. They won the division that year in 84. He was 19.
It's crazy.
After he went out the All-Star game. So I saw Dwight Gooden as a rookie.
Crazy.
And it was still one of my favorite memories. Who's yours?
I'll tell you when we come back.
All right, that's a tease. Brought to you by Ingles, guys. Low prices, love the savings. We're live here at Mercedes-Benz. Still got time to come by and see us like this guy. Hey, sir, how are you doing? Again, hey, game winner is coming up next on Dukes of Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
All right, man, Michael Money Harris is truly Money Harris as he signs a contract extension that will start to escalate and get him up to 72 mil, which he certainly has earned so far. Again, we've weighed every side of this. It's funny how only town in America where people root for the team, I mean, or the company as opposed to the player.
Guys, are you calling them company men?
Yeah, they're company men in this town. Hey, there's still a risk that Michael, you know, heaven forbid, doesn't put up these numbers. Guys, he just got 72 mil after, what, 70-some-odd games. We want him to get paid. We love it. It's the new thing in baseball. Teams are getting ahead of the game. Unless you're the Padres, well, you're behind the eight ball.
That's true.
Tatis.
That's true.
They did it with Austin Riley. They're doing it now. It's Carl. He did it with Ozzy Albies and Acuna. And we can debate the merits of maybe, you know, betting on yourself and say, let me see if I can make more. But when you think about injury issues, the arbitration, and you're never going to make, what, the money you deserve, you're making almost like 50 cents on the dollar when you think about arbitration, aren't you?
Yeah.
In many cases.
Well, listen, if you win arbitration, obviously you're getting a significant raise. But at the end of the day, this is guaranteed. He now knows he's going to see all of this money between now and the next 8 years. Obviously, it can go up to $102 million over the two option years. But this is guaranteed. So I'm happy for Michael, man. And I think we need to stop thinking about, oh, well, they're being cheap. No, they're not.
Again, guys, I just want this team to – we have a situation. Carl and I laid this out. If you just joining the show, if they get Dansby's deal done, or they don't, you've got Grissom, you're going to get Max Fried's deal done. The point we're getting to is you're going to have basically all nine guys locked up. At least, Carl, all the position players. Because don't forget, your catcher of the future is Contreras. You got everything out there, which is great, a great place to be in a world of baseball when, again, if you don't do this, your guys walk and get signed by the Red Sox or Yankees or Dodgers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, either
right.
way.
So it brings us to tonight's game winner at 404-741-0929. Your favorite rookie you saw, I mean, you got to see a rookie and this guy turn into something special. You got to see it in year number one. How about that? Who's yours? I'm Dwight Gooden, 84.
Yeah, I'm going to say Ken Griffey Jr., Mike.
Oofa.
Coming into the league, his dad was playing. Griffey was 19, I think, when he came into the league. Just an amazing debut. You knew immediately he was going to be special.
Right.
And I didn't necessarily see it in person, but watching King Griffey Jr. from afar, it was amazing to say, oh, my God, this kid, how old is he? He's 19?
Right. I wonder how many Braves fans are going to say this. Andrew Jones.
That's right.
Let's see what we got.
That's right.
We're going to start off with, oh, no, Chief. Hey, man, brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Chief, you're on the radio. What you got?
What's happening, Chief?
Hey, Chief.
Look at your mic. You know, that's not fair. You know, but I did see Deion Sanders as a rookie playing Falcons, with the Falcons as a rookie. I thought that was pretty neat, but I am a little jealous because John Flicky, he got to see Babe Ruth. I wanted to see the Babe
You know what? Chief actually elevated his game.
He did. He did. He brought
nice
it.
Nice job, Chief. Hey, man, it's our game winner brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. You got to see a stud in his rookie year. Who is that? Up next, we've got Tony. Hey, Tony, man, what you got, bro?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I saw two guys. I saw Barry Bonds. And I saw that guy standing out on the corner selling water going, what's happening, Chief?
He was selling water.
So Chief was a water boy before that was a thing.
Man, come on.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
This listener on listener violence, man, it's just going deeper and deeper.
It. There can be only one. Hey, up next, let's go to Swede. Swede, what was it like to see Tinkers to Everton Chance as rookies?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
First of all,
hey.
I want to honor and respect my Raging Cajun son, Gaston. He passed away in February. Today would have been his 15th birthday, and he used to sit on my lap every day and listen to your show.
Thank you.
My answer to your question is Eddie Matthews in 1952. I saw him in Boston at Braves Field his rookie season, and we later, many years later, became friends. Love your show,
what?
Guys, and Gaston does too. Thanks, buddy.
Cool, man. Eddie Matthews. How about that? Pretty impressive. Obviously, Milwaukee back in the day. We got Tom. Tom, man, we're talking about seeing a great player when he was a rookie. What you got for us, brother?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Got two of them for you. One was Michael Vick, and then the preseason game. First
Michael Vick.
Turned that corner, took off like the whole second. I could hear him like, what the hell? The second one would be Ilya Kovalchuk with the threat.
Oh, Kovalchuk, Ilya Kovalchuk, great, nice hockey pull.
Wow.
Yeah, man, Heatley and Kovalchuk should have been the thing for a decade here. Don't get me started. By the way,
those are solid pulls.
I got to see Mike Vick in his first big game in the 2001 season. Chandler got hurt. Was down in Miami. Joe Robbie.
Mm.
And that's where they ran Bob Christian late. It was like everyone, all the Falcons, just give it to the kid, number seven. Let Vick run it.
Let him do it.
Yeah, but, great, great time. Hey, man, up next we got Mike. Hey, man, you're in the game, bro. What do you got for your favorite rookie?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I forgot who they was playing, but it was Randy Moss in that, what, 98. And he caught, like, three touchdowns and three catches, three touchdowns. I forgot who they was playing, though.
Yeah, Vikings playing back in the day, but Randy Moss.
Moss was unbelievably good. I don't know if we realize. Sometimes we just kind of, you know, you take it for granted, Mike. He came onto the scene and crushed it. Randy Moss was stupid good.
Right on. Hey, man, we got Sean up next. Sean, we're talking about seeing a great player in his first rookie year. What you got? Hey, man. Sean.
What's going on, Sean? Hey, man.
You can do this. Hang in there, Sean. Godspeed, Sean.
Hey, I got to see Nick Van Exel in his rookie year in 1993 against the Hawks.
There you go. Nick Van Exel.
And you know he's one of our assistants now. You do know that, right?
That's right.
That's pretty cool.
Nick Van Exel works on Dukes and Bell. Oh, you mean he's a Hawks
assistant? He's a Hawks assistant.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
Remember him back in the day. Hey, man, it's our game. What do we got next, Chris? Reese? Hey, man, you're in the game, bro. We're talking about rookies, and you saw them back when. What you got?
Say it, Reese. Speak!
Reese. Reese,
I can't hear you.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
I can't.
We got horns blowing. Bands are coming by and high-fiving us.
I'm not sure.
We're in a very intense environment right now, brother. I don't even know if your name is Reese.
All right, Chris, I did not hear Reese. Did Reese say where or who he was?
No, Reese unfortunately dropped. I think the
horn
behind
him.
You guys.
Sorry about that. Hey, man, a lot of rookies, you know. If you want to, I'll give you a rookie, Miguel Almiron. MLS rookie.
Biggie.
You know, if you think about it, coming up here from
you know what I saw? When, the
Paraguay?
First thing I said when I saw Miggy was, he's fast.
Yes, he was. Man, 18, amazing. 17, I tell you, those first couple games at Bobby Dodd, we still, you know, get a little poetic about it. It was a lot of fun, man. We got time for one more, Chris, or are we done? Chris is the arbiter of the shenanigans. Hey, Pete, you're in the game, man. Brought to you by Ingles. What do you got for a guy you got to see as a rookie?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So, look, I'm surprised that nobody said it yet, but from his college career, but as a rookie, I watched the GOAT, Michael Jordan, man, from day one, his whole career. But day one, Chicago games, they even got him recorded from when he was a rookie. So
My buddy Steve's dad. Yeah, man. Kevin Lockery coached that team. Kevin Lockery's a great trivia question. Coach Dr. J.
Okay.
Coach Michael Jordan.
All right.
And Coach Dominique.
Wow.
That's a pretty three powerful above the rib combination.
No, that's really solid. Right. Hey, man, we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We will sign off here live from Mercedes-Benz as we'll hand it over to Jason Longshore and our man Mike Conti for the pregame show tonight here live from Mercedes-Benz as Atlanta United gets ready to take on the Red Bulls. We'll come back and wrap things up. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.